it is. It's a long time coming, Paddy. Like, you know, 2003 till now, like, was it 12 years? I know in 2003 we thought, like, strong team, will be back next year, we'll be back the next year. And that's what people don't realise. That's been trying to tell boys here a long time, especially the younger lads, that, you know, take every opportunity that's put in front of you, because, you know, it doesn't come around that often. Like, it doesn't come around often. You have to make the most of it when it's there.
It is strange to think of it, and so many teams have felt like that. You know, oh, we'll be back next year. We may have lost one, we may have won one, we'll be back next year. It doesn't work like that really at all, does it? And I suppose Kelly Clark is a fair example of that. So many great players in that 2003 squad.
Definitely, like, you know, like I say, that's what we thought we'd be back. And like 2004 we went, and I think it was after extra time Carrickmore beat us. You know, we had one foot in through the door to the final, and just, you know, they nipped us. And that's what happens in games. Like, you know, every time you go out there's two teams playing and every team's a chance of winning it. And it's no different now. Like, so you just have to be prepared to work hard on the day and take every opportunity when it's put in front of you, because you can't wait the next year.
And you had lost a couple of finals prior to that as well, didn't you? And that would have been sort of a bit of motivation for you too to try and re-rate the wrongs.
We did. 2002 we got beaten in the final again Argyll, and then the following year 2003 then we played Argyll again. You know, so we had that chance to rate it then. Like, that's maybe one of the times where there was the next year. You know, but like I say, That doesn't happen. So we just have to grab the opportunity that's put in front of us now and make the most of it and work hard. And
there's a great buzz in the camp, isn't there? You know, there's a great bit of belief. Does that come on from winning the league last year? Did that sort of slowly build?
I think it has. It has come on from winning the league last year, you know, and the groundwork that was put in over the last 3 or 4 years with John there and Kieran. And, you know, when the three lads involved with the county panel, like, they've brought a new freshness to this club. Like, you know, I think Mark Bradley is one of the most exciting young footballers in maybe in Ulster, maybe Ireland, like, you know, the way he can play, you know, and that's helped us, and that's helped energise the likes of the older fellas like myself, Fionn Bradley, Niall McFadden, Liam Meenan. You know, and it's great to have that. So there is a lot of excitement, yeah.
And for the likes of Leo and yourself, and of course Owen as well, had played in that 2003 final, and the players who have come after those as well. It's been a lot of barren years, a lot of hard work has went into it, but all of a sudden it has clicked. Kieran and John have brought something very special, and that's very evident. And one thing it is, more than evident than anything else, is the fitness levels.
Hi, Johnny's fitness levels now, we've known to train into the when the light's gone into the dark now on numerous occasions. I think the wife now is wondering where I am sometimes. But look, it's a credit to the lads, and, you know, and it's credit to the hard work that the fellas here have put in, like. And like I say, Leo and myself and Owen, you know, and many hard years, like many years we were here facing relegation battle, and that's only 4 or 5 years ago we were doing that, you know. And we always had the talent, we always had the potential, but we just never got it together. And like I say, maybe them young lads coming through now, or maybe, you know, that's just what we're missing. So
you use your key players to the squad, though, the older players, because there's so many young lads. They're like new spring lambs thrown out, and they're ready for action. But it's important to keep their heads and no better men like yourselves to keep that lid in it, so to speak.
It is. But you need that blend of experience and youth. Like, if you go back to 2003, I think there was five of us on the starting team who were under 19. Mm-hmm. That time, you know, and we had the likes of the older fellas like the Vinnie Owens and that, who were there, and Kieran Ho himself, till, and that mix. And this year I think we have the right mix as well. We have the 4 or 5 older fellas that I mentioned, and then the younger fellas coming through, and then we have a good bunch around 26, 25 sitting in the middle, you know. So you need everybody, all ages, to be there, and all ages to be flying fit.
And you're coming up against a very good Trillick side. There's no getting away from the quality that exudes from them, from number 1 right through to 15 and maybe up to 32, 33.
Definitely, Trillick's not a bad side. Like, you know, they competed last year in the county final and intermediate, and there's no surprise that they've stepped up. You look at the county panel as well, 4 fellas in, like, and they have the same. They have youth coming through, and they've that blend of older boys like Niall Gormley, Prunches O'Kane, boys the same age as myself who've been thereabouts. Gormley in the middle of the field, and Gormley as well. You know, so they have that mix as well. And maybe, you know, his last couple of years they were waiting for that youth to come through. But Matty Donnelly's a leader now, and one of the finest footballers in Ireland. You know, and when you have him and your team, anything can happen. Like, and with Richie and the two Brennans, they'll definitely be a formidable side. Like, and it'll be a big ask for us next week now.